Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, what's up? We're kicking off another week here, October 2021. We are starting the fourth quarter of the year, and I hope your year is totally kicking ass for you. So listen, I want to dig right into this, talking about how to deal with negative emotions. All right. Now, it probably won't come as a surprise to you that I'm a highly emotional human being. And sometimes those emotions get me in trouble, get the best of me and this and that. And I want to share a couple things about negative emotions that might be helpful to some of you. All right. And these emotions are things like anger, resentment, anxiety, fear, frustration, you know, keep going, right? These can easily have or take control over us, create stress, and in some cases burn shit to the ground if we're not careful. And that's why I'm talking about this here today. So before I get into how to handle them, I want to talk about there's a few benefits to these guys. Your negative emotions, when you feel them flaring up, you feel the anxiety or whatever that emotion is that you're feeling, that can show us that something needs to change. It could wake us up. It can alert us to issues that we have, whether in our business, our relationships, or in our own self-worth, whatever it might be. And the other benefit here is they motivate us to change, you know, where you get to a point where I'm like, I'm fucking tired of feeling like this. And so when you're experiencing these negative emotions, my friends, I want to just help you correct your thinking that this is not always a bad thing. It's waking you up to something. All right. So how do we handle them? And this is how I handle them. Let me preface this by saying I'm not like a licensed, you know, shrink, head doctor, psychologist, anything like that. These are things that I've picked up through the years, reading books, getting counseled myself, getting coached myself, and just learning what works for me. Number one, I got to own the fact that I'm having this negative emotion. Okay, I can't make progress without owning that. And you just got to come clean. You got to be real with yourself. The second thing that I've learned to do is I open up to somebody about it. I don't just stuff it. When you stuff it, it never gets better. I open it up and it's not always right in the moment. It's hard to do it in the moment, but sometimes I'll pick up the phone and I'll call somebody, my queen, you know, Yoda, my mindset coach. And I'll just be like, hey, listen, I was really feeling this thing the other day. I don't know what to do with it. All right. And sometimes we'll have a great conversation. Sometimes that's all it takes, but I got to open up. I want to put light on it. Third thing I look to do is identify the triggers that are pissing me off or making me stressed or frustrated or resentful or whatever it might be. I just identify those triggers and I try to eliminate those triggers if possible. And then finally, the big one here for me is I take positive action. And this is something I've gotten better at over the years where actually in the moment when I recognize that I'm getting mad or frustrated, resentful, I will self-correct and I will attack this like a mofo, all right? Where I got to take some positive action. It might be throwing on my weighted vest and going for a run. It might be swinging a kettlebell. It might be banging my drums. It might be something else. Well, it doesn't have to be like a physical thing, but sometimes it is for me. But like, the queen and I were having an issue and I was getting mad and I felt myself getting mad and we were in separate rooms and I'm like, man, I got to take some positive action here. So I opened up my computer. I ordered some flowers that were going to be delivered the next day with a nice note. Okay. But then I went and guys, I wasn't in the doghouse. We were just not seeing eye to eye on something, but I'm like, I got to do something. Then I went into the room that she was in and I put my arms around her. I pulled her tight. I looked her in the eye and I said, I love you. Okay. And we're good. I'm just frustrated, getting a little angry. I don't know what to do with it, but I know that you and I have each other's back and I love you. And listen, we still had the issue, but the emotions didn't bitch slap me and take control and burn shit to the ground. So next time you are feeling those negative emotions coming up, implement one of those things or a few of those things that I shared with you here today. Guys, attack the week, kick some serious ass, and we'll see you next time. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and see and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.